Florida's charter schools have been the subject of some dispute. Republican Representative Robert Cortez of Maitland put forward a bill that would overhaul how charter schools are ranked, graded, and researched. Representative Cortez explains.
This bill includes provisions to strengthen charter school accountability, assist applicants and authorizers in charter school application process, encourage opening only high-quality charter schools, increase student access to high-quality charter schools and virtual education options, and it also creates the Florida Charter School Institute.
Strengthening charter school accountability is one of the more important aspects of the bill and meant to address a number of cases where charter schools have been established under dubious pretenses or by dubious people. It would also hold the creation of charter schools to a higher standard. As Venice Republican Nancy Dietert said during a Senate hearing on the same subject,
so if you failed in Texas and Indiana, I certainly wouldn't support you opening up a school in Florida.
The bill also requires charter schools to release monthly updates, and any charter school with two consecutive F grades would be shut down. The establishment of the Florida Charter School Institute on FSU's campus was widely embraced by the committee. $1 million would go to fund the institute, which would become a research hub and assist charter schools in developing charter school application proposals. The bill was contested by Democratic Representatives Alan Williams of Tallahassee and Victor Torres of Orlando. Torres said,
thank you, Representative, for your bill. You have some good points on this bill, but there are concerns that need to change on this bill. So at this time, I will not support the bill, and hopefully it will change by the time it gets onto the chamber floor. Thank you.
And after nearly an hour of deliberation, an exhausted-sounding Cortez declined his closing statement.
Madam Chair, I believe everything has been said already here. I weigh close.
There are similar ideas also moving in the Senate, but the chamber has proposed more than a dozen bills. Senate education officials are considering merging the measures into one package, as the House has done. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Matthew Seeger.